And here on Friday, we have a story about two Colorado churches. Last Easter marked the first services for a new church in Montrose that is unlike any other church in western Colorado. Circle 3 Cowboy Fellowship opened its doors at a new building, well, a new barn, at 62885 LaSalle Road. On 12 acres of land in Montrose, the church sits next to the largest stock arena in the valley. Fellowship preacher Gary Lear spoke with KVNF News on Thursday and talked about why it's called the Cowboy Church.
Well, everything we do in our programming basically is directed towards reaching the Western culture. A lot of cowboys that I know, people who are involved in ranching, farming, and wouldn't grace the doors of a church, maybe because they've been previously judged for the way they dress, or maybe they went to church and had stuff on their boots that people didn't like. And there's a lot of reasons, there's a lot of barriers why people don't want to go to church. And it's not because necessarily of the message. So what we do is we try to tear down those barriers and be very inviting in the climate of what we're doing. The message that we preach is straight out of the scripture. Nothing changes there, but we try to take down the barriers. And then the other thing is we're very event-oriented. So our events revolve around our arena. We've got one of the largest arena facilities in Montrose County, and we're set up to do team ropings and all types of rodeo-style events. And so, obviously, that's one of our biggest ministry tools is our arena.
Cowboys at the church can hear scripture-based lessons while they rope steers, do barrel riding, or take part in any number of rodeo events. Montrose is a welcome home for the fellowship, which saw its largest crowd yet over the Easter celebration.
Typical Sunday would be show up for church. Anyone who wants to hang out, we're going to be like this coming weekend. We're going to be roping some steers in the arena, just doing events that people in this culture enjoy doing. Some of our other events that we'll be doing are Gymkhana events, some barrel racing events. We use these events to get people onto the property. Every one of our events, we're going to stop for a minute. We're going to talk about Jesus. We're not going to take up a lot of time, but we're going to put Jesus in everything we do. So we'll have a quick short devotional and we'll get right back to our event. And what we're designed to do is get folks on the property so that we can present the gospel to them. Last Easter Sunday was our kickoff event, and we've been averaging on our evening services when we've been in our temporary locations about 30 to 40. And our Easter Sunday morning, we had 180-ish come in. So we had a big service on Sunday mornings.
To learn more about the Cowboy Church, check out the story about it at montrosepress.com. Special community outreach programs are planned on July 14th with a program by Wild Horse Ministries, as well as a special musical program by the Kempter family on September 15th. And in a story about a totally different church, the Denver Post reports that the International Church of Cannabis opened its doors yesterday in Denver. A 113-year-old church building in downtown Denver has been renovated and is home to Elevation Ministries, a newly formed Colorado nonprofit religious organization that claims cannabis as its primary sacrament. Members of the church, known as Elevationists, claim no theology or authoritarian structure. The church forms a community for those who consume cannabis as a means to achieving self-discovery. The church opened yesterday after the Colorado House rejected a last-minute attempt to stop it. An amendment to the broader bill on marijuana regulations would have banned pot use in churches. But members of both parties rejected the amendment before it could even get voted on. Lawmakers said the amendment was an unconstitutional restriction on religion. And so a week after Easter in Colorado, there is a cowboy church in Montrose and a marijuana church in Denver. Two different worlds in the same state. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.